Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
As I was walking down the street one day,
we're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame, and my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Get a lot of stuff there. Brand new video up right now. Just put it up yesterday, so check that out. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage and all the other things. By the way, if you want to pick us up on your smartphone, it's m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can find the site there, and you can put that little put the little app image on your screen and find us quickly, and it works like a charm. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com and m.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Have a great visit with our good friend Keita Spock. Keita is our happiness expert. She's the co-author of Tipping Point to Happiness, and we're talking about happiness. And Keita, in the previous segment, you said be thankful, value people more than things, pick a cause bigger than yourself, greater than yourself, whether it be some charity, your church, your synagogue, however you're motivated, but find some way to put others before yourself. I love that one especially. And you got a couple more for us, right?
Yeah, I sure do. And here we go. Extraordinary. Find the extraordinary in the ordinary. Every day we have things that we do automatically, and we may miss the beauty. We may miss the wonderfulness of what we're actually have around us that we're just not paying attention to. It could be as small as that cup of coffee. You make a wonderful cappuccino in the morning for yourself, and you go through it, and just one day take that cup of coffee, look at it, and say, wow, I am pretty lucky that I've got this cup of coffee in front of me, and it really tastes good. That's extraordinary.
That's an interesting way to think. But give us another example.
You're walking out to work and you're going down the path and you see the grass is already growing and the green is already coming out of the ground, and you're going, if you take a look at how extraordinary that is, that miracle of life, that after a hard winter and ice and snow and sleet, you're looking at that and it's out there.
Well, you know, when I think about what you're saying, I think about things that I wonder about.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand a cup of coffee. I can make a pretty darn good cup of coffee. But what I wonder is, why do the crocuses come up first?
Yeah.
Why do roses bloom till November?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, to me, those are extraordinary things to me.
Yeah, or it is
And I didn't have to do anything. They just happened on. They did it all by themselves.
That's right. Or I'm looking out my balcony, and before the phone call came through, there's a pigeon sitting up there looking at me, you know, ready to say good morning. That's a fairly ordinary event.
Yeah.
But if you take a look at it, you say, this is a creature, a living creature that is alive and flying and is sitting outside my window. Aren't I lucky that I have living creatures around me?
But you have to slow down and make yourself available to that creature. You have to slow down and make yourself available to what that creature, a connection that you can make with that. I'll tell you, that's one of the reasons why I love learning more about wildlife. I've loved wildlife all my life, and I can't get enough of it. I watch a Nat Geo program sometimes instead of a football game. If you want to find extraordinary things, look at nature. That's what I think, Keita.
Mm-hmm. Or it's as much as you're driving your car and you see the squirrel is, you know how the squirrel sort of waits and sometimes it unfortunately darts out at the wrong time. Mm-hmm. But you slow down, you let the squirrel go by, and again, a very ordinary incident. But there's extraordinary, that moment is extraordinary in that you have actually made communication. You said, okay, I got to let that squirrel go along.
Start learning how to identify animals, birds and animals. I promise you, you'll get hooked on it, and it'll make you happy.
Sure will.
Number five.
And the last item I have, perhaps the most simplest of the five, is smile. Because if you catch yourself smiling, it's so difficult to remain grumpy or to remain in a bad mood. You look at a little child that's laughing away, and you laugh or you smile in return. And in that split moment, whatever cares you had, whatever worries or whatever was on your mind is gone. And I recommend highly, if you smile, there's no way that you can remain unhappy.
Grandchildren will do that, won't they, Keita?
They will. I haven't got any, but I'll take your word for it, Jim. And I think it does happen.
Grandchildren will do that. You have no the Borg, as the Borg said on Star Trek Next Generation, resistance is futile. You will be assimilated.
When you have
grandkids, you will be assimilated. Resistance is futile. And if you don't have any, you can adopt a grandchild. Did you know that? There are plenty of children out there who need an adoptive grandparent. You want to be able to smile on a regular basis. Put a picture of one of those little guys on your desk.
Yeah, and that may be the cause that you have, Jim. Maybe it's going to be going to the hospital to visit sick kids or that kind of thing.
Which comes back to putting others above self, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Keita, This has been wonderful.
Happy.
You've made me happy, Keita.
Yeah, happy spring.
Happy spring.
Have
hey,
a
give
great
us that,
day.
Give us that website again, Keita.
TippingPointToHappiness.com.
And SZPAK is how you say her last, spell her last name, Keita Spak. Keita, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
For sure.
Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.